Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon. Okay, Psalm 118:19. I'm reading it from the King James Version and it says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now, that is a scripture where the person writing it, whether it was David or one of the his trained up people that were writing it, said those words, I will not die, but I will live, and I will declare the works of the Lord. So you've got to establish the fact that you are not going to die prematurely. You're going to live a long, full life, as we've discussed before. You're going to live a long, productive, healthy, full life. Joyful life, and you're going to proclaim the word and the works of God. So if you're in a situation and you feel that this is sickness and people you're praying for and they on the verge of dying, they've got fifth stage, this or that, and you bring the scripture to them, Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord, you got to instill in that person that when you say something to the Lord and you make a promise to the Lord, you've got to keep your promises. We spoke about that last night. Your word has to be your bond. So if you say that scripture, I shall not die. Now sickness is attacking you. I shall not die, but I shall live. And I will declare the works of the Lord. Then be true to your word. And tell people, give testimony as to the power of God and His word and His healing virtues. So you've got to say it, you've got to believe it, you've got to proclaim it, decree it, declare it in faith, and then you've got to stick to the fact that I'm going to declare. I'm going to tell the people about what God's done in my life. I'm going to tell people about God's healing virtues and healing power. Amen. Linda Wilkins says, my favorite scripture. Well, have a look what she says. Where is it? There you go. My favorite. I say this daily. Praise God. All of us need to be confessing scriptures over our lives on a daily basis. For instance, by His stripes, I am healed. You need to know the whole scripture, but you need to be confessing, I walk in perfect peace and divine health. By stripes, I am healed. Confess these things over your life daily. That's why I'm giving you all these scriptures. You can look at them and you can choose and pick and choose which one you want to confess over your life and your children on a daily basis. Amen. And so, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Please stay true to your word. You know, a lot of people, they'll come to church, they have a major need. They'll come to church and they'll be in desperate trouble.
one way or the other. And you'll pray for them, for a job, for a healing, for a spouse, whatever, for the relationship, whatever it is, for the addiction. And God will work in their lives and touch them and change their lives. And then you don't see them at church again. You can't be that way. Not with God. You can't do that. Just thank you. I've got what I needed. Now, bye. You're like, you know, a waiter. I'll call you when I need you. Don't be that way. People walk out on God after they've received his promises. Shouldn't be that way. So when you say, I will declare the works of the Lord because I'm going to live, I'm not going to die, I'm going to declare the works of the Lord, then you must declare the works of the Lord. You must be about your Father's business. Can you say amen? And God will help you. God will strengthen you. God will bless you. God will keep you. He'll make his face to shine upon you. His favor will be upon you, and his grace will go before you. But you have to be a man or woman that the word you speak is your bond. Amen. So if you say you're going to do it, I shall proclaim, I shall declare the works of the Lord, then do it. Just do it. Amen. Amen. And like Christine Sutherland says, God loves a grateful heart. I agree 100%. Amen. Our next scripture is Psalm 147. Go with me to Psalm 147, and we're going to look in the Amplified version of this at verse 3. Psalm 147, 3. Write it down if you have to. Make a copy of it, but you need to get a folder and a file full of the healing virtues of God. Amen. Watch what he says here. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting them in their sorrows. I mean, God does that. Only God can do that. He heals the brokenhearted. Have you got a broken heart? Has someone abused you? Have you got a broken heart? Someone left you, someone misused you. Have you got a broken heart from wanting to do something in your life and it didn't work out? You started a business, it went bang. You had a relationship and it went bang and sour. You were married, you got to end up in a divorce. You got a broken heart. And I can tell you now, that's not a nice thing to have, is a broken heart. You lost a loved one to some kind of reason, a sickness or an accident or something. That breaks a person's heart. It really is. It renders you. You feel helpless. You feel lost. You feel broken. Abuse. If you've been abused, especially by a family member, especially by a family member or someone you trust, a pastor, a priest, a principal, a psychologist, somebody, a doctor, someone you've trusted has used you and lied to you and doesn't. It gives you a broken heart. It's a feeling of hopelessness and helplessness, and you feel broken and messed up. Well, let me tell you what. God heals the broken heart. God pours a healing balm of Gilead onto a broken, contrite heart. He will renew your strength. He will give you that heart of hope again. He will take away the abuse. He'll wipe it out of your mind so that when you think about it, it won't tear you apart anymore. You'll be able to think about the people that abused you or hurt you with a heart of love towards them. And you'll be saying, God, please heal them. Please, Father God, get them saved. And that's what you want, a broken heart where you can believe for the people that abused you, that you can believe for their sanity and their salvation. So God heals the brokenhearted. If you've been wounded anyway by anybody, hand it to God and say, Lord, heal my brokenness. Please heal my broken heart. Now, we're not talking a physical pump. We're talking an emotion. We're talking a deep-seated emotion that has wounded you. And what happens when people have got broken hearts is they tend to put walls up around the heart, and now no one's allowed in. And so you can't experience life. You can't have that joy of having good relationships. So ask God, crack that thing open and pour the healing balm of Gilead on it. Just pour the healing balm on and let God heal you. Because he can, and he will, and he wants to. But you've got to let it go. You've got to give it up. I know people that have been hurt from relationships, and they hang on to it forever and ever and ever. And it's harming their own life, and it's keeping them held back. They can't move forward with God. And so you've got to let God get in. Let him pour that the healing stuff on top of it, and let him take away the pain and the hurt. Surrender it to him, give it to him, he'll heal you completely. And then he binds up your wounds. I mean, really, some of us have got wounds that cut open so wide that it's still pouring out pus. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but there's a pus coming out. There's such a hurt. Our wounds, we've been wounded so hard that it's pouring out, and it's poisoning our thinking. It's poisoning our lives. It's poisoning my relationships. It's poisoning everything because of these wounds. But God says he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. God can do that. And I'm telling you, until you get rid of the hurt, the pain, and those issues in your life, you're going to be holding on to stuff that you don't want to hold on to. And it can keep you from being healed. So God doesn't just want to heal the physical side. He wants to heal the emotional side. Amen. So you need to give it to God. Let him heal your broken heart. Let him bind up the wounds in your life. Let him take care of the healing, the pain, and comforting you in your sorrow. He can do that. He will do that. He does do that. That's who God is. That's how God loves us. Amen. Amen. So he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting them in their sorrow. You know, this is Old Covenant. This is Old Testament. And God healed everyone in the New Testament that came to him. We know that. He healed droves of people, multitudes of people. People that were lying in the streets, he'd heal them. God healed people. God's healing people today. So if you're suffering with wounds of brokenness, wounds of broken hearts and pain and abuse, and you're in sorrow, let God touch your life. Give it to him. He's able and he's capable and he's willing to do it. Amen. And then speak it out of your mouth and confess it and say, God has healed my broken heart. He's bound up all of my wounds. He's healed my pain and he's comforted me in my sorrow. I'm full of joy. Say it. Speak it. Decree it. Declare the word. Prophesy the word of God over your life. And if your children have been in a situation like this, speak it over their lives. Prophesy, decree it, declare it over them. Amen. So that's a really good scripture. I love that scripture, and many, many more. Go with me to Proverbs. Where am I? Proverbs 4 and verse 10. Proverbs 4:10, and we're going to look at God's Word translation. Proverbs 4:10. Look what God tells you here. He says, "My son, listen and accept my words, and they, my words, will multiply the years of your life." God's word, I just gave you God's word. He says he heals a broken heart and binds up all their wounds, right? He says, yeah, my son, listen and accept my words. I'm giving you words, they're not mine, they're God's words. He's the author of the Bible. Amen? He is the word. And so I'm giving you God's word. And he says, my son, listen. So you heard me give you the word. And he says, now, and accept my word. So the word we just gave you and the words we've given you and the words we preach from the Bible only is God's word. He says, listen to them and accept those words. Then they will multiply the years of your life. You will not die prematurely. You'll have long life. You'll have satisfaction in your life. You'll have a good, productive life.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Filled with Hope. Hope is the confident expectation that something good is going to happen to us.